All right, so get this. We're diving deep into a psychological thriller today.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, right. I've got excerpts from this book, Behind Closed Doors by J.D. Rivers.
Okay.
And let me tell you,
Yeah.
this book, it like had me hooked from the very first page.
I can imagine.
It all starts in this like seemingly perfect neighborhood.
Oh, God.
Westbrook Estates, you know, like the type manicured lawns, million-dollar homes, the whole nine yards. But
Yeah.
something sinister is lurking beneath that like perfect facade.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So what is it about the setting that really like draws you in?
Well, it's really interesting how like the author J.D. Rivers
Yeah.
uses the setting to create this atmosphere of unease, you know?
Okay.
And there's this one line that I just like, it just stuck with me.
Yeah.
Perfection was often a facade.
Oh,
It's
wow.
like a warning right from the start.
Yeah.
You just know something is about to go down.
Right.
And then, bam, we have a murder.
Oh, Nathan Hollings.
Okay. He's like this prominent businessman.
Uh-huh.
He's found dead in his own
In
home.
his own home. Oh, my goodness.
But it's not just any murder.
Right.
The precision of the gunshot wound
Oh, quick.
immediately tells Detective Clara Voss that this was no random act.
Makes sense.
Like, this was planned. This was like calculated.
Yeah.
What's so compelling about this book is, like, the author doesn't just tell you, they show you.
Oh, okay.
Right. And then there's the missing wife, Leela Hollings.
The missing wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her behavior is off. She's not giving like straight answers. And it just makes you wonder,
Yeah.
is she running because she's involved or because she's in danger?
Interesting. Yeah, I can see that.
Right. She's a total enigma.
Okay.
And the author keeps like dropping these little hints, these
Yeah.
like breadcrumbs that make you question everything about her. And then there's this recurring image of a black
A
sedan.
black sedan.
Yeah, almost like a phantom. It's seen at various like key locations, always lurking in the shadows.
Oh, wow.
What do you make of that?
Well, it seems like it could be a symbol of the unseen forces at play. You know,
Yeah.
every time that black sedan appears, the tension just seems to like ratchet up a notch.
It
It's
does.
as if someone's always watching, always in control.
Exactly. Okay, and this is where it gets really interesting. Detective Voss finds a note in Nathan's study.
A note. What kind of note?
It's cryptic. Yeah,
Cryptic.
it's signed simply L.
Oh, okay.
And it requests a meeting at a secluded lake house.
A secluded lake house. Ooh, that's creepy.
Right.
Chills, yeah.
So the lake house, it actually becomes this central location.
Oh,
It's almost symbolic. Nathan, he purchased it in secret.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, and it seems like it was a place where he was either hiding something or meeting someone he didn't want anyone to know about.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So we've got a dead husband, a missing wife, a mysterious lake house, and now this cryptic note. That is a lot to unpack.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's like every piece of the puzzle just leads to more questions.
Totally.
And then, just when you think you're starting to get a handle on things,
Yeah.
Leela reappears.
She does.
But she's terrified.
Oh.
And her story about dangerous enemies connected to Nathan is vague.
It's vague.
Yeah, almost too vague. You get this feeling that she's holding back.
Right.
Like she knows more than she's letting on. And it
Interesting.
makes you wonder, who is she really afraid of?
Yeah.
Is it someone we've already met, or is there someone else lurking in the shadows?
Ooh, good question.
Right.
It's like the author is using Leela's character to keep the reader like off balance.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're constantly trying to figure her out
Right.
to decide if she's a victim or a manipulator.
I see that.
And just when you think things can't get any more complicated, Charles Grayson enters the picture.
Oh, who's that?
He's a figure from Nathan's past,
Okay.
someone who knew him well, and his sudden reappearance raises all sorts of questions.
Oh, so the author is really good at weaving these complex relationships, huh?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Each character adds another layer of intrigue,
Okay.
another piece to the puzzle.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
start to realize that everyone in this like seemingly perfect neighborhood has secrets.
It really makes you wonder if anyone is who they say they are.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Detective Voss uncovers another name buried in financial documents.
Another name.
Yeah. R. Harrington.
R. Harrington, okay.
Who is this person?
Yeah, and what's their connection to Nathan and his business dealings?
Exactly.
It's like peeling back the layers of an onion, you know?
Yeah.
What starts as a simple murder investigation quickly spirals into something much larger, more sinister.
Yes.
You get the feeling that Nathan stumbled onto something he shouldn't have.
Ooh.
And that his death is just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay, so we've got a missing wife, a mysterious lake house, shadowy figures, and now a possible conspiracy.
Wow.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And just when the investigation seems to be, like, gaining traction, Leela makes a frantic phone call to Detective Voss.
Oh.
But before she can reveal anything concrete, the call cuts out.
Oh, no.
That moment, that sudden silence.
Yeah.
It just sends chills down your spine.
Oh, I bet.
You're left hanging, wondering what Leela was about to say, what she's so afraid of.
It sounds like the author really knows how to keep you on the edge of your seat.
Oh, they do. They do.
Yeah.
So Leela vanishes once again.
Oh, no.
And Detective Voss is left following a trail of clues through luxurious apartments and abandoned hideouts.
Wow. So this is really turning into something else.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a race against time to find Leela before whoever is after her gets to her first.
I can't imagine how she must be feeling.
The chase scenes in this book are so well written.
Oh, okay.
You can feel the urgency, the danger that Leela is in.
Yeah.
And as Voss gets closer, she uncovers a shocking connection.
A shocking connection.
Between Leela's old friend, Isabel Cummings.
Okay.
And you guessed it, R. Harrington.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's like the author is slowly tightening the knot, drawing all these characters into this, like, web of intrigue.
That's wild.
And you start to wonder, what role did Leela play in all of this?
Right.
Was she a pawn? Or was she something more?
Good questions.
This is getting good.
Yeah, this is really getting good.
Tell me more.
Well, Detective Voss tracks Leela down to a remote cabin.
Hold on. Let's just pause there for a second, okay?
Okay.
I want to make sure our listeners fully, like, engrossed in this world.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got this idyllic neighborhood with a dark underbelly, a complex cast of characters with secrets they're desperate to keep hidden, and a detective who's slowly unraveling a conspiracy that goes deeper than anyone could have imagined.
Wow, you're right. That's quite a picture you've painted.
It's like a puzzle box.
Okay.
And with every twist, we get a little closer to the truth.
I see that.
And just when you think you've got a piece figured out, another one pops up and changes the whole picture.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. So let's leave our listener right here, okay?
All right.
With Detective Voss on the verge of finding Leela at that remote cabin.
Okay.
Who else is there? What will Leela reveal? And can Voss trust anyone, or is she surrounded by enemies?
So many questions.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We'll delve into those questions and more when we come back.
Looking forward to it.
Me too.
Okay.
Okay.
So I bet you're wondering what's going to happen at that cabin, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, things take another unexpected turn.
Really?
Turns out the cabin, it's owned by R. Harrington.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
So we've got Leela, she's on the run, and now R. Harrington's just waiting at his cabin.
Yeah, and he's not alone.
Oh.
He's got an accomplice, someone who's been helping him orchestrate everything.
Okay, something's not adding up here.
Right.
What's his game?
That's the question, isn't it?
It's like, he wanted Voss to find Leela.
Maybe.
But why?
Yeah, why?
What's he hoping to gain from this?
It's like he's trying to manipulate the situation, pulling the strings from behind the scenes.
And you know what else?
What?
Remember that black sedan we talked about?
Oh, yeah. The phantom car?
Yeah. Well, guess what?
It was at the cabin.
It was parked right up front.
Oh, wow.
It's like this this looming presence, a constant reminder that someone is always watching.
Yeah, always in control.
And then, get this.
Okay.
There's another twist.
What now?
Just when the situation at the cabin couldn't get any more tense.
Yeah.
Voss finds a note.
Another note.
Yeah, but this one is anonymous.
It's anonymous.
Yeah. It's short. It's cryptic.
Okay.
But the message, oh, it's chilling.
What does it say?
You're being watched.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about creepy.
Right.
That would freak me out.
I know.
So who sent the note?
That's the thing. We don't know.
Is it someone trying to help Voss, or is it someone trying to, like, scare her off?
Right. Is it an ally or an enemy?
That's a good question.
And how do they know so much about the investigation?
That's what I was thinking.
It's like this giant chess game.
Yeah.
And we're only seeing a few moves ahead.
And then they discover a hidden room.
Oh, no way. Where?
In the basement of the lake house.
Oh, wow.
Someone went to great lengths to conceal this space.
What do you think they're hiding down there?
Well, that's what makes this book so great, right?
Yeah.
It makes you think.
Is it evidence? Money? Or something even more sinister?
Not us.
It's like a Pandora's box.
Right.
You know, you shouldn't open it, but you can't resist the temptation to see what's inside.
You just have to know.
Exactly. And just as Voss is starting to unravel the secrets hidden within the lake house,
yeah,
she runs into R. Harrington's ex-business partner, Lena.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happens?
Well, Lena, she gives Voss a warning.
A warning?
Yeah, she tells her that she's gotten herself involved in something much deeper than she realizes, and that the people she's up against, well, they play dirty.
Hmm. What does that even mean?
And they never lose.
So it's not just about money and power.
Yeah, it's a glimpse behind the curtain, you know?
Right.
And what you see is both fascinating and terrifying.
Oh, okay, so that other woman Lena mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Who is she?
Well, Lena says her name is Sylvia Marx.
Sylvia Marx.
Yeah, and she's dangerous.
Oh.
She's connected to organized crime, and she'll do whatever it takes to protect her interests.
Organized crime?
Yeah, things just got real.
They did.
We've gone from a seemingly straightforward murder investigation to a full-blown conspiracy.
Yeah.
With ties to the criminal underworld.
Oh, wow.
No wonder everyone is so terrified.
So what does Voss do?
Well, she's convinced that there's a safe at the lake house.
Safe?
Yeah.
What's in it?
She thinks it holds the key to unlocking the truth about Nathan's death.
And the conspiracy.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Does she find it?
Eventually, yeah.
What's in it?
Nathan's journal.
It's his journal.
Yeah. It's like a window into his thoughts, his fears, his desperate attempts to, like, escape the clutches of this conspiracy.
So this journal is important.
Oh, yeah. It reveals Nathan's growing awareness of the danger he was in, his attempts to gather evidence, and his fears for Leela's safety.
And it's in this journal that Nathan reveals the name Victor Alden.
Mm-hmm. Victor Alden is a powerful figure.
Okay.
And he uses his influence to control those around him.
Lila said he ordered Nathan's death.
Exactly.
Every revelation just adds another layer of complexity to this story.
Doesn't it?
Like, just when you think you've got a handle on who the villains are,
yeah,
another one emerges from the shadows.
It's crazy.
Victor Alden sounds like a formidable opponent.
Oh, he is. He operates with impunity.
And then we learn that Alden has a sister who's still alive.
Yeah, and she's being used as leverage against him.
Oh, wow. This just adds a whole other dimension to the story.
I know, right?
Uh-huh.
It's not just about money and power anymore.
It's about family,
yeah.
Loyalty.
And the lengths people will go to protect those they love.
Where is Alden's sister? Is she safe?
That's what I want to know. And what will happen to her if Alden finds out that Nathan was trying to use her against him?
Chilling.
And then there's the matter of Nathan's other journal.
The one he burned.
Well, Leela doesn't think he actually burned it.
She thinks he hid it.
Yeah, but where?
It's like a secret within a secret.
It is. What could it possibly contain that's even more explosive than what we've already seen?
And then we have the ultimate betrayal.
What? Who? Don't tell me.
It's Detective Harris.
Voss's partner.
Yeah. He's been involved in the conspiracy all along.
No way. I never saw that coming.
He's been playing Voss this whole time.
But how could she not see it? Were there any signs?
Well, looking back, there were some subtle hints.
Like what?
Little inconsistencies in his behavior.
Oh, wow.
But the author does a masterful job of keeping you guessing, making you doubt your own instincts.
So what happens next? Does Voss confront Harris? Does she try to escape? How does she even begin to fight a conspiracy that's so deeply entrenched? Okay, so Detective Harris, Voss's partner, he's part of the conspiracy.
It's a classic betrayal.
I know. Who can she even trust now?
It really isolates her.
Right.
Like the hero surrounded by enemies.
Yeah, yeah. And she's got to act fast.
Oh, why?
She finds something on Nathan's hard drive.
Okay.
And it shows Harris is going to warn the others.
Oh, so she's got to stop him.
Yeah, it's a race against time.
So what does she do? I mean, can she even go through official channels?
Exactly. She doesn't know who else is involved.
Right.
So she has to rely on her instincts.
Wow.
While all this is happening, Riley, he's on Sylvia's trail.
Okay.
But he finds out something crazy.
What's that?
Sylvia and Leela, they know each other.
Oh, wow. They're old friends.
It's like everyone in this story is connected somehow.
I know. It's like you untangle one thread and then another one pops up.
Seriously. It makes you wonder, like, is there anyone who isn't playing some kind of angle here?
Right. You're constantly trying to figure out who's on whose side.
And Riley, he finds evidence that Sylvie's been using Leela,
Oh, wow.
taking advantage of her fear.
Leela, she's such a complex character.
I know, right?
Like, you feel for her, but
Yeah.
she's also really cunning.
You never know what she's going to do.
And then the mayor shows up.
No way, the mayor.
Yeah, and he threatens Riley.
Oh, wow.
Tells him he knows about the investigation.
It's like this whole network of
It's
corruption.
reaching the highest levels of power.
It's crazy. And then Riley gets a text.
From Voss.
Yeah, she says, "Find the lake house. He's waiting."
Ooh.
Chills. I know, right? She's in trouble.
So what does Riley do?
Well, remember that hidden journal?
Yeah.
He finds a map
Ooh.
in Nathan's journal.
Okay.
It leads to a secret spot by the lake.
So he has to get there.
Yeah, and Leela goes with him.
So it's a race against time.
Yeah, Voss trying to stay ahead of Harris, and Riley trying to figure out Nathan's
It's like
clues.
everything is coming together at this lake
I know,
house.
right? And as they're heading there, we learn more about Leela and Nathan, their marriage, their secret.
Adds another layer to the story.
It
It's
does.
not just about the mystery anymore.
It's about the characters, their
And the
relationships.
consequences of their choices.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone is both a victim and a perpetrator.
So, like, what's the takeaway here?
Well, this book, Behind Closed Doors, it's a thriller, that's for sure, but it's also about secrets,
Yeah.
power.
And how our choices affect others.
It really makes you think.
It does.
And, you know, if you're looking for a deep dive into psychological thrillers,
You've come to the right place.
that's right, we're always here.
Exploring the dark side of human nature.
So until next time,
Keep those lights on.
and those doors
You
locked.
never know what's lurking in the shadows.
And remember, sometimes the most beautiful facades hide the darkest secrets.
Happy reading, everyone.